Hi, this is Mike Roberts, and welcome to Optimism and Peak Performance. You know, I believe everybody in their life really wants to be a more optimistic person. You know, optimistic people get a long way in corporate America. So I picked this workshop as a sample workshop for you to listen to because I believe that if you will start to use the techniques within this workshop, it will literally change your life. So let's get started. If you'll turn to page one, I want to talk to you about something in your brain called your reticular activating system. Now, all of us have had goals that we wanted to accomplish, but somehow once we start doing the goals or trying to do the goals, it just doesn't work out. We quit trying, or we get sidetracked, or we lose our enthusiasm, or whatever. So I'm going to share with you how you can use a part of your brain to naturally be optimistic and increase your peak performance. And this particular part in your brain is called your reticular activating system. A lot of people haven't heard about the reticular activating system, so I want to take some time to explain it. You know, whenever you have an idea, whatever it is, you'd like to set a goal, you'd like to start a business, whatever it is, that idea is planted in the garden of your subconscious mind. On page one, you can see the little seed there that's underneath that tree. And this is an idea that you may have, or something that you would like to do, or something you're optimistic about currently. Well, this particular idea is planted in the subconscious mind. And then once it's planted in the subconscious mind, it starts to look for references, or what I would like to call roots. You can see below that little seed, the little roots that are growing. And once it has enough references, it will then poke its head through the soil, so to speak, and it will bear good fruit. Now, where does this all come from? This comes from the reticular activating system. Let me give you a little better idea of how this is. How many of you listening to this recording have ever bought a brand new car or a new car? And once you bought that new car and you drove it off the dealership lot, you started seeing cars exactly like the one you just bought. Now, why was that? The reason for that was because as soon as you planted that idea of buying that car and purchased that car in your reticular activating system, it started to look for cars the same color as the one you just bought. Everybody here can vouch for that because everybody's done that. This shows you that the reticular activating system is your filter. It's the filter for your ideas and your goals and ultimately your enthusiasm that you have. You see, at any one point in time, in a room, say for instance, there are about 2 million bits of sensory information and data. That's a lot of data. And what happens is, your brain starts to look at all of that data. The only problem is, it can only concentrate on 134 bits out of 2 million. And it can only act upon 7 to 9 bits. So wouldn't you agree with me that it's important for you to concentrate on the right 7 to 9 bits? What we do a lot of times is we get distracted because we're concentrating on the wrong thing, and we get distracted. Now, if you'll look at my little diagram at the bottom that has the circle RAS, I'm going to use the term RAS to describe the reticular activating system from now on. So when you hear me use the word RAS, I'm talking about the reticular activating system. I may say, you've got to go put stuff on your RAS, and if you keep it on your RAS, then things will work out better. A lot of people laugh at that, but that's the way I kind of convince myself. Now look at the RAS in the diagram on page one. You'll see that I've got about four little ideas or seeds that are planted. Now here's what the RAS does, or the reticular activating system. The RAS allows in what you tell it is important. Now what does that do about optimism or peak performance? Well, everybody in the world has had a time in life when you were kind of discouraged, when you were not very optimistic. And what happens is the reticular activating system, or the RAS, starts to allow those seeds of non-optimism into your brain. And what does it start to look for? Non-optimistic stuff. You know, if you want to be depressed, you can be depressed. All you got to do is concentrate on the stuff that you've ever had in your life that you were depressed about. You tell your brain or your RAS, I sure want to be depressed. And the RAS will go, okay, let's look for stuff that happened in your life that caused you to be depressed. And let's concentrate on that. That's why it's important for you to have specific goals, specific things to put on your RAS. Because if you put things on your RAS that isn't specific, the brain doesn't know to act upon it. So let's look at page 2. And I'm going to talk to you and help you learn how to develop good goals. Now, many of you listening to this recording have seen this diagram before. It's called the SMART system for personal goal setting. It stands for specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time measured. Now, I've got a box there that says long-range goals and short-range goals. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to put this recording on pause for just a second. And I want you to write down a long-range goal that you have. Make it specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time measured. And then I want you to think of a short-term goal. And I want that one to be specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time measured. Now, here's the thing. The RAS wants specifics. So if you say to yourself, I sure would like to be rich, the RAS doesn't know what to do with that. The RAS will not help you with that. If you just say you want to be rich, you need to give the RAS some specifics. For instance, if I wanted to be rich, I would say to my RAS, I would like to be worth $500,000 before August the 17th, 2025. That's a long-range goal. Now what happens is your RAS starts to look for ways to help you get money or be rich. It starts to look for that car when you drove off the dealership, that color, the same color. You all experience this. When you start thinking about something that you really would like and you're really specific about it, it seems that every person you talk to is talking about that. You know what that was? That was your RAS telling you that you've put that stuff on your goal card or on your SMART system. So, here's what I want you to do. I've developed a RAS card, and I want you to go to the tools section, the additional tools in Corporate Trainer Online. I want you to go to the tools section, and I want you to download that RAS card. It's on a Word doc. It's got two up, so you can put it, use some cardstock and print it in your computer, and you'll have two RAS cards. You can cut the 8.5 by 11 sheet in half, and you'll have two RAS cards. And basically what it will look like, it will have four spaces. It will have this little diagram with a little seeds around the word RAS, and you can start filling in things that you would like for your reticular activating system to pay attention to. That makes sense? Now we're going to use this RAS card all during this whole Optimistic Peace Performance workshop. So keep it in mind and think about it. All right, so now we've got a goal. And now we have a RAS card, and now we've filled out all the stuff on our RAS card, and we've been specific and measurable and attainable and realistic and time measured. So we really know exactly what we've told the RAS we want it to do. Turn to page 3, and here's where I'm going to tell you why things in your life get in your way. The title of page 3 says, The Elephant in the Room, The Conscious Versus the Unconscious Mind. You know, successful managers, successful people, need to understand why we often work from different points of view. This knowledge will help you, if you're a manager, to manage and motivate your team whenever you're trying to get some sort of a project. So if you'll look at page 3, you see that picture of a head up there. And I'm going to tell you that there are two parts to your brain. And I'm going to explain to you what gets in your way, and hopefully this will help you to get a better idea on how to start to become more optimistic in your life. Okay, the green section of the head up there is already labeled neocortex. Now what I want you to do is take some notes, and out next to that word neocortex, I want you to write the word conscious, the conscious part of your brain. Okay, so the neocortex is the conscious part of your brain, or it's the doer part of your brain. Now I'm going to talk about two things on this page. The first thing is an elephant, and the second thing is the rider of the elephant, which is called a mahout. That's M-A-H-O-O-T, mahout. In Africa, the rider of an elephant is called a mahout. So the neocortex of your brain is the conscious part of your brain, or the doer part of your brain, or the rider part of your brain. Now, let me explain that a little bit clearer to you. You're listening to this workshop on peak performance and optimism, and when you're listening to it in what's called the conscious part of your brain. In other words, you're bringing in information. This would be like if you went to school and you were in a lecture and you're listening to the professor, and the professor is giving you all these things in the workshop or in the course, and you're listening and listening and listening and listening. That's what's called the writer part of your brain, or the conscious part of your brain, or the neocortex part of your brain. Okay? Now let's move to the yellow part, or if you don't have this workbook in color, it will be the part of the back part that says limbic, L-I-M-B-I-C, the limbic part of your brain. Now the limbic part of your brain is the unconscious part of your brain, or the habitual part of your brain. But I'm going to call it the elephant part of your brain, the elephant part of your brain. Because what have we always heard in life? What do elephants never do? They never what? Forget. An elephant never forgets, it says. So, that is the part of your brain, the limbic part of your brain, the back part of your brain, or the habitual part of your brain that what? Never forgets, right? Now, if you've got part of your brain that never forgets, do you think that could get in your way when you're trying to be optimistic? Yeah, it could, because it's got all those things in there that you tried and didn't come out the way you wanted them to, and it's got a good memory. And so it's always reminding the conscious part of your brain when you're listening to somebody like me, hey, it's never going to work. That guy's telling you a bunch of junk. It's never going to work. So as I'm talking to you today and I'm doing this workshop, you have to be really aware of your right, of your a habitual part of your brain, or the elephant part of your brain. Because the elephant part of your brain is going to try to talk you out of everything I'm going to teach you today. But if you will push through and you will do some of the things that we ask you to do, get your RAS card printed, start putting stuff on your RAS, and start acting on the RAS, then the elephant starts to get smaller and smaller and smaller. Now you look at that part on that head that has a P and an N and a triangle underneath it. Looks like a little seesaw. What that is that's kind of the middle part of your brain, the difference between the neocortex and the limbic. It's called the transition part. So I'm talking and talking and talking, explaining, explaining, explaining to you today, and you're going up and down, up and down, up and down like a seesaw. The P stands for positive. The N stands for negative. So you're constantly listening to somebody and you're kind of evaluating it like a seesaw, up and down. Is that positive or negative? Positive or negative? Positive or negative? And once you, your elephant decides whatever it's going to be, it eats that part and now it's in the limbic part of your brain. So that's why it's always important for you to have a RAS card and for your RAS card to be positive, not negative. Because if the RAS is negative, what happens is the elephant eats the negative part. All right, you got one more piece on that head to explain, and that's that little red ball at the top. Right next to that red ball, I want you to write the word trigger, T-R-I-G-G-E-R, trigger. Now, let me explain that. Somebody comes up to you and starts talking to you about something in your neocortex, in your conscious part of your brain, in your writer part of your brain, and you're listening to them. And all of a sudden, that person says something that triggers the elephant part of your brain. And when it triggers that elephant part of the brain, that's when the elephant starts talking to you. Maybe it's negative sometimes. Maybe it's positive. When you're trying to learn something new, the elephant part of the brain tries to convince you that, you know, it may not work out too good. So when you're listening to this workshop today, be very, very careful that you don't let the elephant part of your brain talk you out of learning what you need to learn to have more peak performance in your life. All right, let's skip down to the bottom of the page and let's look with the section that talks about beliefs. Now, I gave you a definition of what a belief is. A belief is an individually developed impression which, once you embrace it as truth, determines how you act on the incidents or events of your life. Now, what we have is we have the event, which is in the first triangle. And then once you have an event, whatever it is, it goes through what I call your belief system. Another word for that might be a filter. Belief system is your filter. Now, we all know that on your filter, you've got what part of the brain? The elephant part of your brain, the habitual part of your brain. And then once it goes through the belief system, or the filter, it causes a reaction. And then right after the reaction, we have behaviors. Now, why is this important for optimism and peak performance? Well, the reason this is important for optimism and peak performance is we have to kind of change our belief system, value system, or we're always going to continue to get the same reaction for whatever event it is, and then we're going to get the same behavior. You know, Albert Einstein said it best, doing the same thing over and over again, always expecting something different to happen, is the definition of insanity. I know in my life, I've gone through that sometime when I thought I was doing the insanity thing. When I kept doing the same thing over and over again, I was expecting something different to happen, and it didn't work out too good. So, let's go a little deeper into this. Every day, you have events that happen in your life, whatever they are, challenges, things you want to do, those little seeds we talked about on page one, things that you would like to do. And those are events. I want to start a new business. I want to, you know, do certain things. I want to create certain types of goals in my life. That's an event. And as soon as we have the event, it passes through what we believe about that event. Do we believe it's good or bad or negative or positive? And as soon as it goes through that belief system, where part of our what? Elephant is, the belief system starts to talk to us about it. And based on that internal negative self-talk or positive self-talk, the reaction we have to the everyday events of our lives, remember I said 2 million bits of sensory data go through your head all the time? So those bits of sensory data go through that belief system, which is part of your reticular activating system and the elephant part of your brain. Okay, you say it's a good idea, bad idea, I don't believe it'll work, we'll go through some stumbling blocks in just a second. And based on that, you can come out with a reaction. And that's what stops you from having peak performance and optimism in your life, is the elephant part of your brain and the belief system part of your brain gets in the way. All right. So, how do we stop all of that? Got to have a reason. That's what this workshop's all about. So let's talk about real quick some common roadblocks to success. And I want you to write these down. You're on page number 4 now. One of the roadblocks to success or to having optimism is disbelief. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to think real quick, and I want you to, if you're with a group and you're doing this workshop, just work among yourselves. And on this page where it says common roadblocks, I want you to write down a disbelief, something that happened in your life that you weren't able to accomplish because you'd had some disbelief, because you didn't believe it. Okay? So I want you to do that. And if you have to pause the tape while you do that, because it may take you a few minutes to work among yourselves. In fact, if you're taking this workshop as a lunch and learn program, and you're with a group of people, and you're listening to my voice right now, and you're on this page, I want you to pause the recording right now. And I want you to talk among yourselves about disbelief. I want you to shout out some answers, shout out some reasons why you decided that you didn't want to do certain things as it pertained to your disbelief. So pause the recording just a second. Talk among yourselves. And then come back to the workshop. Okay. You've had some time to write down some common disbeliefs. Some of the disbeliefs might have been, I'm not smart enough. I'm not strong enough. I don't have, you know, enough energy. I don't have enough time. Whatever. I've never done it that way before. I've tried it before like that, and it didn't work out. Now, when we talk about disbelief, look at the people among you, or if you're by yourself, you think about what part of your brain contains the part of disbelief. What part of your brain contains the part of I don't believe I can do this, and so I don't get what optimistic about it? The elephant part of your brain is where your disbelief is stored. because everything that's ever happened to you in your life is stored in the limbic part of your brain, or the habitual part of your brain, including anything negative. Okay, second one. Common roadblock is procrastination. Now, everybody here, including me, has procrastinated. I guarantee you, we don't want to do it because it's going to be painful. It's going to take a long time. In fact, let's talk a little bit about when you and I were in school. When you and I were in school, when did we, and we got an assignment, whatever it was, when did we complete the assignment? Well, some people in the room that are with you right now said, well, I completed it right away because I like to feel a sense of accomplishment. And that may be a few people in the room. Now, there may be a few people in the room that said, I had other things to do, and I didn't do it until I realized how painful it was going to be if I didn't get it done. And so the pain outweighed the pleasure of doing something. It's called the pain-pleasure principle. And we've all experienced that. Some of us got real busy on a project and got it done because it might have been something we liked. But if it was something we didn't like history or whatever, we might have procrastinated. So I want you to stop the recording for just a second. I want to talk among yourselves, or just if you're by yourself and doing this workshop, write down some common things that have caused you to procrastinate. Just write down a few procrastinations. Okay, you should be back after you've restarted the tape, and you've got some things written down about why you procrastinate. Some things may be disbelief. The procrastination may be linked to the first roadblock, which is disbelief. All right, let's go to the third one. And the third roadblock is perfectionism. You know, I want to do it. Look at the bottom of your page 4 real quick. Waiting until everything is perfect before making a move is like waiting to start a trip until all the traffic lights are green. That's from Karen Ireland. Waiting until everything is perfect before making a move is like waiting to start a trip until all the traffic lights are green. Now, you wouldn't do that. You would say to yourself, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Well, waiting until it's all perfect is not real smart either, because it's never going to be totally perfect. You know, the Chinese have a saying that says a journey of a million miles starts with one single step. And you've got to go inch by inch. Anything's a cinch. So perfectionism, don't let that get in your way. All right, stop the recording. If you've got people in the room with you, share with them right now about the perfectionism that causes you sometimes not to be able to start or to get optimistic about certain projects. Okay, we're back from that, and you should have had some things that you wrote down, shared among yourself. You may have shared some things yourself. The next section is lack of health, money, time, skill, or knowledge. This is the big pot, the lack of everything. I don't have this, so I can't do this. Lack of health, I don't know if I can do that. Oh, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough time. I'm not smart enough to do that. I don't have enough skill. So one more time, stop the recording. And write down some of the, in that space provided, some of the things that are in that big pot, that lack of pot, that has caused you not to get enthusiastic or have optimism about certain things. Okay, we're back now to the next one, which is kind of a catch-all philosophy kind of a thing, values clarification. This is where are your personal values on hold while you're just making a living? Are your beliefs on hold? This is kind of a thing you need to think a lot about. I'm not going to stop the recording for that. I want you to take some time later and think about that. And then I've got a catch-all down there at the bottom called Other, and those will be some things that you'll think of as you go along. But I want you to be aware of the common roadblocks in your life to success, to optimism, and to peak performance, because there are some common roadblocks that everybody has and that you have as well. Okay? All right. Now what I want you to do is go to page 5, and I want you to pause the recording, and I want you to take this little assessment. It's called The Pitfalls on the Road of Optimism. Where do you get sidetracked into negativity, stalling out before you ever get started? And I want you to circle a 1, 2, or 3 after each one of those questions. So I'm going to let you pause the recording and do that. Okay, you're back from taking the pitfalls on the road of optimism. If you want to share some with the people there in the audience, but here's a key at the bottom. What is your particular pitfall? If you have one, if you answered 1 in 6 a lot, then you have disbelief a lot. If you answered 2 in 7 a lot, then you fell into procrastination. If you answered question 3 and 8 a lot or high, then you have a sense of perfectionism. The key to the assessment over on the right-hand side says if you'd got 24 to 30, right, if you got a 24 to 30 score, then you are an Indianapolis 500 champ. You're really on the road. I suspect that most of you felt or fell between 17 and 24. It's been my experience in doing this workshop with all the people I've done it with that most people score between a 17 and a 24. And that just means we're kind of driving with the brakes on. We don't have a clear goal. We don't understand why we're not optimistic. We don't understand the reasons why we don't get started really good. So I wanted you to do this page 5 so you'd kind of get an idea of ways that you run into the pitfalls. All right, page 6, it's time to renew. It's time to renew our natural optimistic activity. Now, this acronym, RENEW, stands for Reality, Evaluate, Notice, Erase, and Win. Create a win-win. So let's look at the R, reality. In every situation that happens, when you start to have kind of a pitfall, you need to, without reservations or interpretations of any sort, is it really real? In other words, is it true? Or not true. A lot of times we act on things that aren't true at all. E, evaluate. You need to evaluate your thoughts, opinions, judgments while in your situation. Because if you evaluate the situation, what are you going to find out? Here's what you're going to find out. You're going to find out that the reason why you're not being optimistic about certain things or acting on certain things is your elephants in the way. Or your belief system, your filter's dirty and you need to clean your filter. Or you got the wrong things on your RAS. You need to get the bad stuff off your RAS and put good stuff on your RAS. And once you put good stuff on your RAS, you start to look for those things that are on your RAS. As long as you got bad stuff on your RAS, your reticular activating system's going to look for bad stuff. When you put good stuff on your RAS, like that brand new car you just bought, then your RAS is going to start looking for good stuff. So you got to keep the bad stuff off your RAS. Number 3, N. You got to notice your feelings and actions resulting from your thought process in any kind of a situation you're in. And you have to erase the negative patterns by looking for evidence to prove the contrary. Now, step 1. Here's what I want you to do. If you're in a group with another person, if you are in a lunch and learn program, or if you're taking this course as part of a group, I want you to pair off into twos. And I want you to, one of you will tell a story about a certain thing in your life and have your partner outline it using the guidelines below. Okay? And if it's easier, you could just tell it in your third person. Now you're going to do that under part 1. Part 1. Is where you're going to do step 1. So pause the recording if you need to, and you need to write down a certain story in your life, a certain thing that happened. Maybe something in your life that was negative, something that didn't work out, something you weren't optimistic about, something that caused you not to have peak performance. And in that story, in step 1, you're going to encompass the 3 things under part 1. The reality of it, evaluation of it, what you noticed while you were evaluating it. One more time. You're telling your story to somebody there, or you're telling your story to yourself. And you're going to actually outline what the reality of that story was, whatever the event was. Then you're going to evaluate that reality. But while you're evaluating it, while you're talking it out, and this is why it's good to do it with a partner, You can do it with your spouse or significant other or somebody in the room or whatever. The reason why it's important to do it with somebody else is as you are evaluating the reality of what happened to you, you will notice in the story some things that caused you not to be able to go through with it. They'll come up. All right, so pause the recording. If you're by yourself, think of a certain situation in your life and write down the reality of it. And while you're writing down the reality, I want you to evaluate that whole reality and write down that. And while you're writing down the evaluation of what that reality was, I want you to notice in your head what you were thinking about. Remember that reticular activating system? Reticular activating system, if you remember on page one, it notices it what you pay attention to. That's what its purpose is. Its purpose is to allow in what you tell it is important. The RAS allows in your brain what you tell it's important. And the evaluation and notice part of this exercise is what you're feeding to the reticular activating system. Okay, take some time and do that. All right, you got that down? You've got part one down. Now the second step is over on part two. I want you to tell the exact same story to your partner or to yourself. The only thing I want different is I want you to tell that with you starring as the hero. This time, make it personal if you choose to tell it to first time or third person. Your partner's going to outline your story as you speak using third person. Be sure to not alter the facts from story one, only your thoughts and feelings, and perhaps even your posture and tone. Take a risk, be outrageous, and have fun. So let me explain this to you. Part two, kind of like the first part, reality, the evaluation. This time, instead of the notice, you're going to notice, and then right after you notice, you're going to tell the story how you erased it, and this time it didn't exist. And then you're going to create a win-win scenario. So the reality is my business partner cheated me out of money. I evaluate that experience. I notice how I felt when I was talking about that story and evaluating how I felt. This time I'm going to erase those negative feelings and put in positive feelings and create a win-win scenario. You know, things happen to us all the time. It's not what happens to us, it's how we look at it. And what part of the brain, what part of your system determines whether you're going to look at it bad or not bad. One, two, three. Your RAS! It's your RAS that's going to keep you looking at it positively or negative. Remember, you got to keep the negative stuff off your RAS. Keep the positive stuff off your RAS. Because when you do that, you are telling your brain what's important to you. I know everybody in this listening to this recording has had a situation in your life where you've been around negative people. And hopefully, you're not the negative person. But if you were, you know what I'm talking about. You've been around people, and all they did was talk about the bad stuff in their life, and how they got cheated out of this, and how this happened and that happened. And you can say to yourself, now that you've taken this workshop, boy, they got some bad stuff on their RAS. And here's the important thing I want you to think about. Think back to that first page. You may even turn back to page one and look. You remember that little seed? That little seed, and remember I said any seed, that seed is an idea. It's an idea. And let's just say the idea was I got cheated out of something. And I plant that seed where? In the garden of your subconscious mind. And when you plant that seed in the garden of your subconscious mind, it begins to develop what? Roots. Look at that seed on page one. See the roots that are coming out of it? It's those roots that start to grow and grow and grow. And what happens then is you start to pay attention to the what? The bad seed. The I got cheated. It's all bad kind of a thing. And if that's what you're paying attention to all the time, you continue to plant more seeds and more seeds and more seeds and more seeds. You ever been around a negative person or a non-enthusiastic person? If you're in a room right now with a bunch of people, don't look at them. For heaven's sakes, don't look across the room at the negative person. Just look straight ahead. Pretend they're not there. I'm just kidding. All of us have been around a negative person in our lives, and they continue to plant seeds. So what I want you to do from now on, from this day forward, remember I said this workshop's going to change your life, and it is, if you'll learn how to use your RAS. So it's going to be important for you to get a hold of a RAS card and start to fill out the RAS card, keep it with you all the time, and look at the things that you want good references. That make sense? Okay. All right. Go to page 7. This is just a reference page, and I'm going to give you we're going to go over these things really quickly, nothing to write, and then from page 8 to the end of the workshop, we're going to go over each one of these characteristics. Okay? All right. Characteristics of optimistic people. They know how to interrupt negative thoughts. Interrupt them. Optimists believe in themselves and their possibilities. Optimists accept the things they cannot change. Optimists dare to dream the big dream. And optimists practice those four R's: retreat, rest, reflect, and renew. Optimists are risk takers. Optimists act one step at a time. They persevere. Optimists are flexible and prepared to meet new challenges. And optimists practice the art of appreciation. That which you look for, you will find. It's kind of what I just explained with the RAS. Remember, the RAS tells you what you want to pay attention to. Optimists find the good news and love to pass on. You know, Stephen Covey talks about in his book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, he talks about how important it is for you to deposit money in an emotional bank account so that you can go and withdraw when you need to withdraw them. If you haven't deposited love and good news and stuff into your emotional bank account, and then you need love and good news, and you go to the bank to draw some out, and you're overdrawn, you're not going to get it. Optimists build respect and support into their lives, respect for other people's and support for everybody in their lives. Okay, that is just the overview, so now I want you to turn to page 8. And I'm going to go through every one of those characteristics I just talked about just now, and we're going to do a real quick little exercise about them. Okay? All right. Characteristic number 1, they interrupt negative thoughts. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you have the power to choose, think, feel, and act positively. It starts with interrupting negative thought patterns. Use that RENEW acronym I just gave you a minute ago. Here's what I want you to do. If you're in a group and you want to get back into your pairs that you had a minute ago when you told the story, get back into your pairs. If you're all by yourself listening to this, then just think about it and write this down. I don't want you to pause the recording. And when you pause the recording, I either want you to work with a partner and discuss back and forth, or I want you to work by yourself and then just write this out. It works better if you have somebody there to tell your story to. So, here's the thing. I have successfully done this when. Everybody in this room that's listening to this recording has done something successful. I don't know of anybody that says, I've been successful all my life and I plan on doing the same thing over and over again. Everybody in this room has had a success in your life. So pause the recording and talk to the person next to you about your success and when you were able to be successful. Okay? All right, pause the recording. All right, we're back now. You should have it. You should have unpaused the recording, and we're ready to discuss this. You can discuss it with the people that are in the room and go through each one of those things together. Characteristic 2, belief. Belief is the foundation for all of the other characteristics that we talked about. Now, what did we talk about there on page 1? We talked about that belief system. Or page 2, I believe it was, the belief system. And a belief is what? An individually developed impression which, once you have embraced it as truth, determines how you act on the events of your life. An individually developed impression which, once you embrace it as truth, determines how you act on the incidents of your life. Now, let's stop just for a second and kind of discuss this. What causes you to be able to accept something as truth? Now, can you accept something negative as truth? Sure. We can always, well, I'll never do that. I can never do that. I've tried that all my life. Every time I do that, it never works out. You can accept negativity as truth, and it will stay on your belief system. Not only that, it'll be part of what? Your elephant. And it'll stay on your reticular activating system as well. So here's what you want. I want you to think of, I believe this, the proof of that is, the affirmation of that is, and the practice of that is. So I want you to think of something that you really believe in. Like, I believe that I can do anything that I want to do. I believe that if I try hard enough, I can do anything. So under the I believe, it could be, you could put down, I believe I can do anything. What's the proof? The proof is you've done stuff. So write down some stuff you've done. The affirmation is maybe something that other people have said to you. Boy, you sure are a good talker. You sure are this. You sure are that. And then the symbol will be the results, the practice that you do. All right? Either by yourself or with a partner in the room, I want you to pause the recording and fill this section out. All right, we're back. Hopefully you got some good ideas on what you actually believe in. Okay? Remember the old saying you've heard, if a person doesn't believe in certain things, they'll fall for anything? It's very important for you to know what your beliefs are and work on your beliefs all the time. Because if you don't have a good belief system, you'll fall for anything. And that's not good. Number three. Character three is acceptance and letting go. Learn to accept that which you can't change. Practice this. Practicing this frees up energy to move forward. Remember, you got so much stuff on your reticular activating system. If you fill up your RAS with a bunch of stuff that's not good, then your RAS will be overcrowded. So, write down, think of a situation if you want to share it with a partner. Pause the recording and complete this sentence. I have accepted blank situations I may need to let go of in the future. So, either discuss it with a partner or do it by yourself and pause the recording. Okay. You should be back now from that characteristic number three. Characteristic number four, creating a vision, building your values into your rehearsal of personal success. Remember on this page that we were working on a minute ago, on page six, where you told the story in part two, the reality, evaluate, notice, and you erase the bad thing, and you created a win-win? That's what this is all about. You have to create a vision and build your values into your rehearsal. Why is that important? Well, it's important because if you put it on your what? RAS. Then the RAS will start to look for the evidence of that. See, that's why the reticular activating system is so important, because once you put these goals on your RAS starts to look for the proof. It starts to what? Look for roots, and it grows a good seed of a rotten seed. Characteristic five, optimists practice the four R's. They schedule time to be with themselves. And here's the four R's. Let's go through them. Retreat. They consciously withdraw their attention and action away from daily activities and demands. In other words, you've got to take some time. In other workshops that you're going to do on this Corporate Trainer Online, you're going to be able to see how to have more joy in your life, how to love your job. Those are some of the workshops that are on the website. And you'll be able to learn how to put more fun through doing what's called a joy list, creating a joy box, those kinds of things. Number two, rest. Time and space are set aside with no demands from outside allowed to intrude. You know, there was a movie, it was called Song of the South, and it, Brer Rabbit and Brer Fox and Brer, and old Brer Rabbit used to say when he's always in a bad shape, he always goes to his laughing place. You need to learn how to go to your laughing place. That part of your brain where when you were a kid, there was, you can remember down by the creek bank or with your grandmother baking pies or helping your grandfather in the garage. You can sit back, close your eyes, and think about those times. and that's your laughing place. That's your rest and renew. Number four, or three, reflect. Disengage from daily routine and relationships. Invite time of silence, reflection. You know what it's all about. Just sit back and reflect. I'm asking for 15 minutes of your day, ladies and gentlemen. 10 to 15 minutes of your day. You got 24 hours, and all Mike is asking you to do is in this renew and retreat section, I'm asking for 10 to 15 minutes. You can give me 10 to 15 minutes. If you give me 10 to 15 minutes in this characteristic five, I promise you a different life. And finally, renew. Begin again by the fresh insight and inspiration and a rested body. In this state of time, all things are possible. Your vision, belief, and ability are kept strong, healthy, and optimistic. All right, we're on page 9, and we're coming to the end. Characteristic 6. This is kind of strange. Now, when I say the word risk ability, or take a risk, assertively and courageously step outside the prescribed way of doing, some people say their comfort zone. I'm not a real big fan of that, but that's okay. Who is the person, or what is it part of your anatomy or your body or what we've talked about so far who's trying to stop you from doing characteristic 6, the risk ability? The elephant. That's right. Some of you in the room said elephant. Your elephant is always trying to keep you from taking a risk because the elephant's comfortable. The elephant doesn't want to change. The elephant wants things just like they are. And if the elephant wants things just like they are, and you try to take a risk, the elephant's going to try to talk you out of it. So always be conscious of what your elephant is saying to you. Characteristic 7, act as if. Practice acting as if your dream was reality. And how would you walk, how would you talk, feel, if you had achieved those visions? Now when you do that, what are you going to activate? Your RAS. When you activate your RAS by as if, you're concentrating on those things as if they had already happened. So I want you to pause the recording, and I want you to, with a partner or with yourself, I want you to write down an accomplishment that you'd like to do, and I commit to do it. So pause the recording right now. Take some time, 2 or 3 minutes, maybe, or 5 minutes, and talk it out with somebody or write it yourself. Okay, you should be back from that, and we're going to work on characteristic 8, which is flexibility. You got to be flexible. Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape. Assessing all areas of skill with ruthless compassion. Education is a lifelong pursuit. Stephen Covey talks about you've always got to continue to sharpen your saw because it's hard to get through life with a dull saw. Think of life as chopping down trees and cutting down barriers. If you got a dull saw, it's going to take you twice as long to knock down the barriers, and you're going to then procrastinate like we always do and never get things done. So, flexibility. You've got to be flexible. Characteristic 9. Optimists practice the art and power of appreciation. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that this is probably one of the most important characteristics in the whole workshop. Look for at least one good thing each day in yourself and in other people and in your environment and show your appreciation. Because it just is that part of that pay it forward. It's part of that if you keep doing it for some other person or you keep showing your appreciation, it tends to come back. Characteristic 10. Optimists focus on and seek out good news and love to pass on good news, good stories. So you find what you choose to find in life. So pass on the facts and inspiration in your life. Look for the good things in life and share those with other people. Because if you do, you empower them and you therefore empower yourself. Finally, characteristic 11. Optimists build lots of respect into their lives. They know that respect doesn't just happen. It takes commitment and effort to give and receive respect, and it's worth it. So I want you to take some time to look for the things or the people that are around you in your work environment, in your life, and show them the respect that they and that they're worth it. You know, the number one thing that people want in life, to be honest with you, is not money. A lot of people think, you know, they go to work for money, and that's true. We have to go to work for money. But we go to work for a place that we feel values us. Have you ever worked for a company that you didn't feel valued? It's kind of a struggle. But have you ever worked for a company where every day you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt you felt valued? Well, those are the characteristics of optimistic people which create peak performance. I want to give you a reminder that this is just a sample workshop of all of the workshops that are on Corporate Trainer Online. And as a member of Corporate Trainer Online, you have access to all of these. The other thing I want to remind you is this. As part of being a member of Corporate Trainer Online, your company has access to me as your online personal coach for every person in your company. If you've got 100 people in your company and you're a member of this Corporate Trainer Online, when you listen to one of my workshops and you start to practice the techniques and your elephant gets in the way, remember we talked about that, the elephant is going to try to talk you out of learning. It's not a bad thing, it's just what your elephant can do. All you have to do if you're a member of Corporate Trainer Online is go to the coaching button on the front page. Hit that, and it'll add down at the bottom, it'll say coaching form. You fill out the coaching form and submit your question to me. If you've been confused about a couple of the things that I've taught in this workshop, and you're starting to try to work through the issues, you got me. You know, have you ever bought a book or went to a workshop or whatever, and you enjoyed it, and you had a good time, and you start trying to do the things that are in the book, but you had some questions? You couldn't call the author, could you? He's some famous person that, you know, won't pick up the phone probably, and he's out on a book tour. He hadn't got time for you. Well, I do. So as a member of Corporate Trainer Online, you have access to all of the workshops on Corporate Trainer Online, and you have access to me for the rest of your life. So take advantage of it. Don't be afraid to email me. Go on the coaching form. Fill it out. Send me a question. Send me a comment. Send me what you'd like to see on the Corporate Trainer Online. I'm always doing new workshops and putting them on the website. So tell me another workshop you'd like, and I'll create it and put it on the website for you. And for heaven's sakes, if you need help, click on the coaching form. Send me a coaching request, and I will answer your question within 24 hours. This is Mike Roberts saying to you, I want your life to be optimistic and for you to have peak performance. Thanks, and we'll talk to you next time.